Hi, Marcus. It's Tina from Local Splash. I was getting back to you. I'm doing good. I wanted to give you some options because I did review that call and there was no cancellation discussed. You just told him, oh, if I don't get better results this month, then I'm probably not going to continue. Mm-hmm. So it wasn't a definite cancel. But what I could do for you if, you know, you think this would work, because I can't do anything. My hands are tied when there is a past due balance, but I can help you and make that more affordable. Because number one, that $299 includes $100 worth of Facebook ads. You wouldn't need a fresh batch of Facebook ads if your intention is just to cancel, right? So I could at least remove those. And then that lowers the subscription to $199. And then as a courtesy, I could put a $50 credit on that and just charge you $149. And then once that paid, I can cancel the account. You'll get an email with a cancellation number, so you wouldn't have to worry about any further charges. Okay, so let's do that. I was going to say, if you want to take advantage of the rest of the month, I could push the next billing out to April 3rd, but it would be $149 moving forward if you wanted to continue. But it sounds like you're pretty set on just canceling, right?
Yeah.
Okay, that's what I thought. Okay. So for the payment method, is it still the East Marshall Street for the new billing method?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. So then I'm ready for the card number whenever you are.
And you said it's going to be like $149?
Yep, it'll be $149. I'll charge that, and once it goes through, I'll cancel it. So you'll get that confirmation in a couple of minutes with your reference number of the cancellation.
Okay. Mm-hmm. To transfer some money into that account.
Oh, okay. Yeah, we could use the same one then, I'm assuming.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I keep most of my money into a savings account that draws interest.
Oh, that's smart. They have all those high-yield accounts these days.
And which card do you have?
It's a MasterCard ending in 1822.
1822?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. That's my... All right. I have two business accounts.
Oh, okay. I figured it might be the right one because it was saying insufficient funds before, and if you keep the money in another account, that would make sense.
Yeah. Yeah, I hardly use that card. That's why the 1822 threw me off.
Yeah.
Okay, I just transferred it. It should be fine.
Okay, so let me give it a whirl for the 149 and make sure that it goes through. Okay, good. I got the green light. Now, I'm canceling the program, but I wanted to ask you, let me just double check here. You have an option to cancel the program and keep your website and just pay $49 a month hosting for the site. Did you want to keep the site or cancel everything?
I mean, the domain is already mine. Y'all just went in and changed my website.
Yes. Yes. So the domain is yours, so you don't have to pay anything, you know, to transfer a domain because that's already yours. But you'll lose the content on the site. So you just have to build a new one on it.
So my other website is gone?
If you had a website on it before, I could ask them to take the domain and revert back to what you had before.
Yeah, if you can do that, because, I mean, I had a website before I got with you guys, and then y'all just went in and changed it. So, I mean, I could pay somebody to go in a flat fee and change it back.
I think they should be able to do it. You know, they should still have access to the layout. Let me just double check and see, because I don't want to tell you they can if they can't. But let me just check real quick. and I'll send a message to that department. So that is for the web developers. So I'll put client is canceling account. Can you please revert his domain back to the site he had before? Okay, so let's just see if they respond. Typically, we work on a GChat system throughout the office, so I usually will hear back within, 90 seconds or 2 minutes. If I don't hear back, that just means that they're in a meeting or they're on the other line, so I could always, call you back and see. But either way, I'll take care of the cancellation now, and then that way you don't have to worry about any further charges. I assume that you want to take the call tracking number down and go back to using the number ending in 7321, right?
Yes. It should already be changed on Google, but I might not have it.
Okay. I'll just send the James and Kelly. They're some of the programmers. I'll put, please remove call tracking and only promote. Okay, so they'll get that done with the call tracking and promote your regular number. Now, at the Google Business page if it's already been done, because you said that you could have probably done that yourself. Yeah, it's on there, the 918-629-7321. So that's good. That's already been changed on your end. So no wonder. I was looking at your dashboard earlier, and I saw some of those leads where people called you, but it looked like they couldn't leave a message because it said, no recording. But that makes sense because you had changed it. So
I changed it.
But well, oh, okay. Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's interesting. I wonder why they couldn't have left a message before, because I know that previously one of our agents had troubleshooted it with you, and when he called it, he was able to get through, right?
Yeah, but...
Very strange.
I've had three calls. One of them was from you guys. One of them was a wrong number. Well, actually, both of them were wrong numbers. One was some dentist office that kept, messaging me. I don't even know why, but yeah, other than that, I've received nothing through there. That's why I was I'm not going to keep paying $300 a month, and I'm not seeing anything.
Yes.
And I wasn't getting followers or anything until I started making my own ads and then promoting them and boosting them. And then I shot up 250 followers within a few weeks.
You mean on Facebook?
Yes, Facebook. And,
very cool.
And then Instagram, which Instagram isn't that high, but all of the ones on Instagram are realtors, which...
Oh, I see. Yeah, that's good to get those realtor connections in your line of work for sure.
Yeah.
So, okay, hold on. Okay, so they removed the call tracking on the other destination. So if you changed it today... it's already on the Google Business page, but they'll make sure that if that other number was showing anywhere else, that's all going to be updated. And then I'll wait to hear back from that web department. I'll just cancel this now, and then if they for some reason say that they can't revert it back, then I'll call you and let you know, okay? But I'll just wait to hear back from them and see what they say.
All right, thank you. Sorry about earlier.
Oh, you're welcome.
Of a day.
It's okay. I know, sometimes I don't remember what I did last week, and that call was back on, I think, January 16th or something. So it was a long time ago for you to remember exactly what happened. So no problem, and I'm happy I was able to at least help you a little bit. So in the meantime, have a great rest of your week, okay?
Thank you. You too.
Thank you. Okay, bye.
Bye.